We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Ches. In the previous Shir, in the previous paragraph, Rav Nelson Zal discussed the concept of night and day in spiritual terms, exactly what goes on and how we relate to it. In this new paragraph, Rav Nelson Zal is going to discuss prophecy, Nevuah, and how it relates to day and night. Ki hizgalus or hu bechinas nevuah. The revelation of light, one form of the revelation of light is prophecy. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, vo'ere es Hashem, I saw Hashem. Bechinas, and as the pasuk says in Tehillim, b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. We remember, we recognize Hashem. And the first letters of that pasuk is the word Novi, Hamuva Boho Aleph Beis, which is brought in the Sefer Aleph Beis, which we refer today as Sefer Hamidois of Rabbeinu Zal. Ve'ikr Hanavua Bayoim. And we know that the main time when Hashem revealed himself to our prophets was by day. K'moshador Shrazal al pasuk Beyoim Tzavoisoi. As our rabbis learn out from this pasuk, when it says Beyoim Tzavoisoi, on the day during which Hashem instructed. V'al kein, and now we'll understand why, l'nevi'ei umay so'ilam, einoi nigla elo balayla, that when it came to prophets from other nations, from the secular nations, Hashem revealed himself to them only by night. K'mo sham razal, as the Medrash says, in Medrash Rabbah, Bamidbar, chapter 20, where it's talking about Bilam Harosha. Ki etzlam, Magia hanavua bevadai rak bebechinas isarusa deleila. Rav Nelson Zal is going to explain this based on what he mentioned in the previous paragraph, that during the daylight hours, people are up and around, people are doing things to make day active, to make the day begin, like most people again. Whereas at nighttime, most people are inactive, most people are asleep. So who's keeping the world going? The answer is Hashem. In the evening, at nighttime, most of the energy is coming from above, from Isarusa de Leila, we refer to it, an initiative from above. Whereas by day, the human beings have already woken up and they're happening, they're doing things and everything. So daytime is referred to Isarusa de Lesata. There, we are already doing things to make things happen. So Rav Nelson Zal says, now you'll understand why when it comes to the other nations, Hashem reveals himself to them at nighttime. Nighttime is the concept of Asarusa Delela, where it's all coming from Hashem through no initiative from down below. Why? Because these non-Jewish prophets haven't done anything good, in quotes, to deserve, to merit the prophecy. So if Hashem is sending them a prophecy, it's coming purely on Hashem's initiative. Kihem einam ruim bevadai. They definitely are not worthy. Alkein bo aleim hanavua balayla daika. That's why the prophecy comes specifically at night, which represents Isarusa Delela. Gam, in addition to that, Afilu b'nevi'ei Yisroel ha-tzadikim. Even when we discuss Jewish prophets and righteous ones, good ones, even by them, nimtzo lefo'amim shenigla aleihem balayla, we find sometimes Hashem revealed himself to them at night. V'ze kishekiblu hanavua bo'eis sha'adayin lo'yhoyu kedai uro'uyim lizgalus hazois. Rav Nelson Zal gives us some inside information here, that whenever Hashem revealed himself to any of the tzaddikim at night, the implication is that the tzaddik, even though he was a tzaddik, he wasn't yet worthy on his own to receive, to merit receiving this specific prophecy. And there, so Prince will say, what do you mean? But he's a tzaddik. Rav Nelson Zal explains, ki be'inyan isarusa de leila, Visarusa de Lesato, Yesh Kama Bechinois. Because regarding this concept, where sometimes it comes only from Hashem, not based on any merit from below, and sometimes it comes from merit below, there are all kinds of different aspects to this. It's not simple. There are all different levels and different variations. Ki afilu kishemekabel hoer al yedei yisarusa delesato, because even when a Jew or a tzaddik is receiving light from Hashem based on initiative from below, that Jew or that tzaddik did some good things to merit having the faucet turned on upstairs for Hashem to send that person a flow of light, still, avol ein ha-hisoyrus roi lo-oisoy hisgalus, however, the merit of that person, the good deed that that person did, registered a 60 on the scale. However, the merit that you need for this particular prophecy that Hashem wants to send them now is you need 800. So therefore, even though there was some Isarusa de la Sata, it wasn't enough for this particular prophecy. therefore, Nechshav Bechinas Isarusa de Leila. Then that prophecy is considered to be an Isarusa Delayla. It's considered to be something that came on Hashem's initiative. Because even though the person down below did some initiative, he didn't do enough. He provided 60 units. And for this you need 800 units. Hashem filled in the other 740 units. Therefore we call it Isarusa Delayla. And now Rav Nosson Zal points out, and now you'll understand how great Moshe Rabbeinu really was. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to have Hashem speak to him face to face in the clearest revelation of prophecy, more so than all other prophets. Why? Why did he merit that? Because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was so holy and he was such an ascetic, he purified to such a degree, himself to such a degree, even separating himself from his own wife, which was not required and is not required for most Jews. The yoga kol kach b'shvil Hashem Yisborach, Moshe Rabbeinu worked so hard to serve Hashem, at shezocho lekabel his galus hanavua, rak bebechinas isarusa de lesata, to the point where the prophecy that Moshe Rabbeinu received is called pure isarusa de lesata. He was totally deserving of it. There was no freebie at all for Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem wasn't giving him any gift at all. He worked to the hardest that he possibly could to be totally deserving of receiving the prophecy that he received. Sheze ikar shleimus ha'or kanal. And that's the real perfection of light. When it's deserved, when it's merited down below, when we on earth here do what's necessary to be worthy of receiving the light from Hashem, that's the real light. That's what Hashem really prefers. Now listen to this very carefully. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now the interaction between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen and Miriam, the highest tzaddikim in the world next to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a story in the Torah where at one point Aharon HaKohen and Miriam HaNaviyah, Moshe and his brother and sister, find out, they hear, that Moshe Rabbeinu has separated himself from his wife. And they look at each other and they say, that's strange. We're also prophets and we haven't separated ourselves from our spouses. What's he doing? They questioned Moshe Rabbeinu. They doubted Moshe Rabbeinu to a slight degree. And Rav Nosson Zal comments now on this and explains, this is why if you study carefully, when Hashem reprimands Aharon HaKohen and his sister Miriam HaNaviyah, Hashem says to them, Im yihye neviyachem Hashem, if you say you're also prophets, your prophecy is Hashem. Your prophecy is coming from me, not from you. It's not coming based on your initiative. It's not coming based on the fact that you were totally deserving. You were deserving. You are great tzaddikim, but definitely not great enough to deserve the level of prophecy that I showed you. Hashem says to Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah. And he says, therefore, mi neviachem Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, neviachem daiko. Look at the wording that Hashem says. Hashem says, I'm your prophet. You guys aren't prophets on your own. I'm your prophet. I chose to fill in what was missing by you. Because you weren't as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, I had to fill in some pieces for you in order for you to be able to receive the prophecy I wanted to give you. Shashem Yisborach Hu Novi Sholahem. Hashem was their prophet, meaning Hainu Shemam Shichlohem Hanavua Milamala Bebechinas Esarusa Deleela. Hashem sent prophecy to Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah in the format of Esarusa Deleela, which means when Hashem is giving it for free or partially for free, bargain prices. You pay a third and Hashem chips in the other two-thirds. V'alkein, and therefore Hashem continues over there, b'chaloyim adaber boy, and therefore when I speak to people of your caliber, I speak to you in a dream. Loichein avdi Moshe, but your brother Moshe Rabbeinu is in a totally different league than all of you, because b'chol beisi nemon hu, he is welcome in my entire house. He can come into my bedroom, living room. There is no place by me where Moshe Rabbeinu is kept out. Bechol beisi ne'emon hu. He is trustworthy everywhere. Utemunas Hashem yabit. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into any dreamland. Moshe Rabbeinu looks directly at Hashem. And the word that's used is yabit. He sees. He looks at. Implying Hashem says, I don't send it to him. I don't have to transfer it to him. He's able to look directly at me. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word, yabit daika. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu looks at, he sees. Shehu bi'atzmoi mabit b'tmunas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a high level that on his own, he is qualified and given the ability to look at Hashem. Hashem doesn't have to spoon feed him or feed him in any way, in a sense. Bebechinas esarusa de lesato bishleimus. This represents a total, a perfect Isarusa de Lesata, which Moshe Rabbeinu provided, Shezoiche al yedei kdushosoi uprishosoi, which he achieved specifically because of his incredible holiness and because he was qualified. He was on a level to be told by Hashem to even separate from his own wife. Kihem, Rav Nosson Zal explains, because they, Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah, we're talking about the top tzaddikim, afal pi shehoyu tzaddikim noiroim, even though they were awesome tzaddikim, ubevadai kiblu hanavua bikidusha, and they definitely received prophecy with holiness, al yedei hachonosam bebechinas esarusa delesata, through the preparations that they made in purifying themselves, in doing mitzvahs and maisim toivim, which are all in the category of esarusa delesata, their effort from down below, avol keneged kedushas Moshe, however compared to the holiness of Moshe Rabbeinu, nechshav kabolas nevuasam bebechinas esarusa deleila. The prophecy that they were receiving is considered like a freebie, like an Isarusa Delela, like a gift from Hashem. Notice, even though they worked very hard and they did a lot to earn all of their hard work, compared to Moshe Rabbeinu's hard work, is little league. It's small time. And therefore, their prophecy compared to Moshe Rabbeinu could still be considered Isarusa Delesata. Bebechinas, as Hashem said to them, Im yeh neviachem Hashem, your prophet has been Hashem. I've been working for you. I've been putting out extra energy in order for you people to be able to receive prophecy. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu is totally different, and therefore there are different rules for him. Why are you questioning him? V'alkein pirish Rashi shom, And this is why Rashi points out over there, Rashi gives us some additional information that when this happened, when they started speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu in this way, Hashem pulled a real fast one. Hashem made two things happen simultaneously. Hashem chose that moment when both Aaron HaKohen and Miriam were not totally pure in terms of tumah, in terms of physical impurity, and Hashem revealed himself to them suddenly, Vehem tsoyakim mayim mayim, and they started screaming, water, water, bring some water here to pour water on themselves, to purify themselves, because they saw Hashem was about to talk to them, and they weren't pure enough. And Hashem did this to show them, you see, by you, I come to speak to you once a month, once a week. By Moshe Rabbeinu, we're real time. We're talking all the time. By you, I come to you and you are not ready. You got to scream for water. If that were the case by Moshe Rabbeinu, we couldn't carry on our conversations. We couldn't keep our real time. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's laws, the laws for him are totally different from you. Just because you have prophecy and you're still married, your prophecy is intermittent. He's on call 24/7. Therefore, he can't enter into anything, any relationship that could bring any type of impurity. This is very important because everybody learns this, and this is one of the mysteries in Chumash. Like, what's going on here? What's this all about? You know, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to separate from his wife if we see such great tzaddikim didn't? And again, what was their question and what was Hashem's explanation? How was Hashem answering the whole situation? Here, Rav Nosson Zal gave us a clear, clear understanding of what went on here. I'd like to add an important point to the paragraph we just discussed previously. We know that by Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman himself, he was married to his first wife, and he had a number of children. He had four daughters and two sons. Both of his sons passed away, unfortunately, and one of his daughters passed away during his lifetime. And then his wife passed away approximately 5 years, almost 5 years, before Rabbeinu Zal passed away. And he remarried within a short period of time, and we're told that his arrangement with his second wife was that there would not be any physical contact. They were married, and yet there wouldn't be contact. Question is, how was he allowed to do that? And it was mentioned that here we see in the example of Moshe Rabbeinu that there could be an individual who, because of the nature of their contact with Hashem, that by them, they're allowed to maintain such a relationship. They're allowed to avoid physical contact. I'm not saying that I know the answer, that I know the explanation, but could be that it's related to this. Paragraph Tess. Nimtza, Rav Nosson Zal says, we see, based on what we've discussed in the past two paragraphs, she'ikr hisnoitetze so'or baboiker, that the real fullness of light, the real benefit of light, is in the morning. In the morning, the light that's coming up by day is referred to as isarusa de lesata, something which was brought about through the initiative from below, shenishlam al yedei hachuka shel kol halayla. And that initiative is helped, is supported by the yearning that takes place during the night. By the yearning of the Jews who do mitzvahs at night, we mentioned before that tzaddikim that get up at midnight, their yearning for Hashem and everything also lends support to what's going to take place in the morning, to when the sun is going to come up in the morning. Aval balaylo, however, during the night, shehu b'chinas tchilas habriya, which is represents the beginning of creation, as we discussed earlier, when Hashem had to constrict himself, he had to lessen the light. Tchilas hayoyim, the night which is the beginning of the cycle of the day, Oz loy nishlam isarusa delesato. During the night, the isarusa delesato has not yet been completed. The oz ha'oyer magia rak bebechinas isarusa deleila. And therefore, the light that we're receiving at night is coming only through isarusa deleila, from above, through initiative from above. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, ani yeshena velibi er. I am asleep, but my heart is awake. Koil doidi doifek. The voice of my beloved is pulsating. Again, referring to the activity from above, the initiative from Hashem. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, doidi sholach yodoy menachor, kaviyochel, my beloved, Hashem, extends his hand out. Umeyai homu alov. And my insides yearn for Hashem. I'm longing for Hashem. Ki Hashem Yisborach. Rav Nosson Sal now is going to explain this, how this relates to us in spiritual terms. Ki Hashem Yisborach, Meir lehoodom, shu b'madrega tachtoino, b'b'chinas cheshkas lailo, b'b'chinas golos, because Hashem extends his hand, he reaches out, he sends out a beam of light to those people who are on a very low level. They're in darkness, they're in nighttime, they're in exile. Umeir alov hisnoitzitzus godoil beliboy vedaitoy. And Hashem tweaks that person, he twitches that person in his heart, in his mind, for that person to feel that something's going on, somebody's trying to send me a message. Umeir vahakoil kidei sheyia nimshach achrov. And why is Hashem doing it? To wake the person up, for the person to make a move, for the person to start moving. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says again in Shir Hashirim, Moshcheni, draw me to you, Achrecho Narutza, we will run after you. Again, the first step is Moshcheni, that Hashem should draw us close to him by him sending us a message, a beam of light, a reminder. And then once we get that reminder, hopefully, we'll put on our sneakers and we'll go running after Hashem, we'll chase after Hashem. V'alkein, and that's why, achar kach, miyad ne'elam v'oivre mimenu, ha'hisnoitzitzutz ve'hora hazois. The person receives a beam of light, and then the light goes out. It disappears completely. Ki ha'hisnoitzitzutz ho'yorak l'ramez loy ne'imoy so'or. Because that light that Hashem sent the person, that wasn't the light that Hashem really wanted the person to get. That was simply a reminder. It was a wake-up call. It was to hint to the person what kind of light is available for him. Kedei sheyirdoy fachrov. So that the person should turn it on and start running, start chasing after the light. Vize ikar bechinas hakruz shekoyrin lahodom bechol pam sheyoshuv elav yisporach. And this is the whole concept of the announcement, whereby Hashem makes different announcements throughout the day, throughout the night, reminding us, hinting to us, wake up guys, I'm here. Why aren't you looking for me? Why aren't you coming after me? Vize bechinas Pesach. And this is what the holiday of Pesach is all about. She'oz magia ha'ora she'loi b'hadroga koidem ha'ketz afal pi she'enoi kedai. Because on Pesach, we received a beam of light from Hashem, which came in an improper way. It came not in its usual, normal, standard, orderly fashion. And we received a light before the time, before the actual time when the golus, when the exile, when the darkness was supposed to be terminated. And we received a light, afal pi she'enoi kedai, even though we weren't really deserving at the time. So the light there was definitely Isarusa Delayla. V'acharkach, miyad, b'yoim beis nistalek. And then right after that night of Pesach, right after that first night of Pesach, the following day, Hashem shuts the lights completely. Ki heha'oro loy hoyo kiim l'rameis shenir defachro. Because that flash of light was only a hint to the Jewish people, Hashem saying, come on, follow me guys, run. Get out of Egypt, get out of your mud and filth and everything, and follow me. Ukemuva mizeh b'sforim b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov Zal, as is brought in the Sforim of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, quoting their rabbi, ubedvareinu b'makom esacherim, and also brought throughout our sfarim. This is mentioned in many places. V'alkein tzrichim acharkach lispor mem tes yemei asfira, and this is why after that first day of Pesach, we are obligated to count 49 days of sfira. In order to purify ourselves. During those 49 days, we are working on ourselves. Because once we've been given that reminder, now it's time for us to work on ourselves, to prepare ourselves. With initiative from down below, so that we'll be ready to receive the Torah on Shavuos, Shehu Klal Hanavua, which the receiving of the Torah on Mount Sinai represents the ultimate prophecy. Sheoz Zochu Kulam Lehizgalus Elokus Bo'er Godol. On Har Sinai, the entire Jewish people were zochet to big time light, to a revelation of Hashem with high wattage. Bebechinas isarusa de lesata, and it was given to us based on the work we put in during those 49 days. V'alkein, and now you'll understand why balayla, when it comes to nighttime, kol halayla roi lekriyashma. The kriyashma of nighttime, you're allowed to say throughout the entire night. Machmasheoz hurak bebchinas isarusa de leila, because as we mentioned earlier, the kriyashma of the evening is a connection to Hashem that's being totally initiated by Hashem. It's a sarusa de leila. The lights are out downstairs. The light is coming all from above. Berachamav, through Hashem's kindness, sheloy al yidei hachonosenu b'shleimus, because we have not yet fully prepared ourselves. We haven't put in enough action down below to deserve it, you know, to be worthy of that light. Alkein kol halayla ksheira lezeh. That's why the entire night is acceptable for reciting the Shema of the evening. Because of the fact that the flow of light, the flow of Das, is not coming from us, it's coming from Hashem totally. Aval baboiker, whereas in the morning, shenase al yodenu, with the light that's coming to us at that time, we have an important share in it. We're participating in a serious way. Bebechinas isarusa de lesata, through our initiative from below, we pulled ourselves out of bed, we washed negelvasa, we went to the bathroom, we put on tzitzis, we did a whole bunch of major, major steps to prepare ourselves for that connection to Hashem. Therefore, alkein oz tzrichin zman kavua. Therefore, the kriyashma of day must have a fixed time. Dahainu baboiker, which is only in the morning. Be'es bekia so'er daika, when the sun is breaking out, when the sun is starting to come out into the world. Shenimshach, which continues ad revia hayoim, throughout the first quarter of the day, for the first 3 hours of the day. Shenechshav he'ora so'er kiboikea umeir bechmechodosh, whereby the light that's coming up from 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. to 8 or 9, those first hours, is all considered sunrise. It's all considered that the lights are coming up. It's like you have a switch, a dimmer switch in the room, and you're putting on the light gradually. That's what's happening during those 3 hours. Al yodenu, va'oz ikerzman kriyashma, al yodenu. And therefore, the time for reciting the Shema in the morning is coming from us. Bebechinas isarusa de lesata, ki mashi nasa al yodenu, tzorech sheyeh bezman kavua. Because anything that's happening through our initiative down below on earth has to be with a clock, has to be fixed time. Ki anachnu bezman. Because we, the Jewish people, we on earth, are governed by time. Vashem Yisborach l'mala me'azman. Hashem is above the concept of time. Ach, okay, so that's why the kriyashma of night, no boundaries. All night is okay. The kriyashma, because that's a sarusa de leila. the Kriya Shema of daytime, which is the Sarusa Lasata, which is coming from us humans down below. Us humans are operating within time. Ach ze ikar hashlemus. But Rav Nosson Zal reminds us, which is the more important one? Which is the better one, in a sense? The real perfection is sheyale hahisayrus milamato al yidei maisa tachtoinim. The real, what makes Hashem really happy is when the initiative is coming from below, from us, through our actions, shehem bizman, which are operating within time parameters, kayadua, as is known in all the Sforim HaKadoshim. Paragraph Yud. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the concept of tshuva, how tshuva works, repentance, and show us again what kind of tug of war is going on between us and Hashem in the process of tshuva. There seems to be some kind of a conflict. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'zeh ikar ha-tshuva, and this is also the real tshuva. The best tshuva is Sheniske anachnu lo shuveilov al yidei ha-hisoyru shalonu, is when we repent, when we return to Hashem from our own initiative, when it's coming from us. Ki ze havikuach ben Hashem Yisparach ben Yisrael. Because this is the argument, this is the debate between Hashem and the Jews. Shashem Yisparach tsoyek eleinu, Hashem cries out to us, as it says in Malachi chapter 3, Shuvu Eli, hey guys, return to me, Voshuva Aleichem, and then I'll return to you. Sha'anachnu Noshuv Tchila, Hashem is telling us, you make the first move. The Yisrael Imrim, whereas we, the Jewish people, say to Hashem, as it says in Eicha chapter 5, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, Hashem, you return us to you, pull us in. Vinashuva, and then we'll do tshuva. We're asking him to make the first move. You reach out to us. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. Hashem, you pull us into you. Vinashuva, and then we'll do tshuva. Shehu yeshiveinu elav, that he should return us. We're asking him to do the work. Ukemuva bisfarim, as is discussed throughout all the Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Musar. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce a new piece to all of this. He's going to start a discussion about the topic of Tehillim, and this is one of the most special places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal really, really enlightens us as to how special Tehillim really is. Val Yedei Tehillim, and by reading chapters of Tehillim, Shekoilel Kol Memtes Sharei Tshuva, which contain in them all 49 levels of tshuva, shehem bechinas memtes, and can open all 49 gates of tshuva. Shehem bechinas memtes oiseis hashvotim, which correspond to the 49 letters in the names of all the 12 tribes, which means again that Tehillim is for everybody, no exceptions. All 12 tribes are included in Tehillim, which correspond to the 49 days of Sfira, Memtes Oisya Shebishmao Baroshem Koi Malchusoi, which correspond to the 49 letters in the ultimate declaration of faith in Hashem, which is the Shema and Baroshem. Al Yedei Zeh Nistakein Hakoil. Through this, everything is perfected. Ki Tehillim Nemar al yedei David Melech Yisrael, because Tehillim was brought to us by David HaMelech. He's the one who recited these words. Shehu bechinas Moshiach. David HaMelech represents Moshiach. Sheyizke lahasig shar hachamishim. Moshiach is the one who's going to achieve the 50th level. Shekoilel hakoil, which includes all 50 levels. Shehu Seichel Nifla, which represents an incredible high level of intelligence, of Seichel, shezoichin al yedei zeh lahachnes b'lev Yisrael, which is what will give Moshiach the ability to impart to into the hearts of all the Jewish people, sheyitzaku tomid laHashem Yisborach, that we should always be crying out to Hashem, sheyishivenu elav, that Hashem should bring us close to Him. This knowledge of the 50th level is what will give Moshiach the ability to reach everybody, every single Jew, and be able to turn them on. Vaydeze biatzmoy yihye nechshav lehisoirus shelonu ki'ilu anu shovem elav me'atzmenu. And by us reciting Tehillim, by us calling out to Hashem, saying, Hashem, help us, Hashem, save us, Hashem, reach out to us, that alone will be considered like an initiative from us. That'll be considered as if we took the first step. We took the first few steps. Ki be'emes, because in reality, kol tsa'akosa yisborach, shetzoyek eleinu shuvu elai, all of this talk that we see throughout the Torah, where Hashem is saying, hey guys, wake up, come back to me, return to me, kavanosoi ze bi'atzmoi. What Hashem wants is exactly what we just said here. He wants us to scream for help. He doesn't want us to fix the problem. He knows we're not qualified to fix all the problems that the Jewish people have in exile. His intention is, she'anachnu nitzoik elav tamid, his intention is to wake us up, to scream for help, to cry out to Hashem constantly, hashiveinu Hashem elecha, Hashem, bring us close to you. Nimtza, so Rav Nosson says, therefore, if you want to really look at this honestly, shebe'emes la'amitoi, the real truth is, ein machloikes v'chiluk klal ben Knesset Yisrael ben Hashem Yisborach. There is no argument, there is no difference of opinion between Hashem and the Jews here, like we presented in the beginning, that Hashem is saying, hey guys, come close to me, and we're saying, Hashem, reach out to us. But rather, rak she'ein kol echad meivin kavanosei HaKodesh. It's just that most people don't get it. When they hear Hashem say, hey guys, move, they don't realize that the move that Hashem wants us to make is say, daddy, help. That's what he's looking for. When he says move, he doesn't mean get your act, fix all of your mistakes, because he knows we can't, there's no way in the world we'll be able to do that without his help. So now the question is, why don't people realize this? Because the 50th level of light, the 50th level of tshuva, has not yet been revealed. That's why there are so many people in the world that even though Hashem is sending out all kinds of messages, they ain't getting it yet. Aval yidei Tehillim, however, by reciting Tehillim, nimshach he'oras shar hanun, that brings the light of the 50th level to the person and to the world. Shekoilel hakoil, the 50th level encompasses everything. Mitatod l'leila, from down below to above, ume'elo l'sato, and from above to down below. When we talk about the Shar HaChamishim, it includes all 50 levels. If you look in the Pasuk by Sfira Soimer, it says, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. It says, count 50 days. It doesn't say count the 50th. It says count 50, all 50, implying again as a remez that the 50th includes all 50. Ad shenizke litzoike lov tomid. And when a person taps into that 50th level, when a person turns on that 50th level, that makes the person realize to cry out Hashem constantly, Eich Sheyeh, no matter what level they're on, no matter where they're holding, Vaydezeh Yistakein HaKoil. And by crying out to Hashem the way we're supposed to, everything will be fixed. Everything will be repaired. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue expounding on the topic of Tehillim, incredibly enlightening information, and use this also to explain to us why Tehillim is used as an introduction to the Shema. Before we can recite Kriya Shema, first we have Psukei Dezimra. We have a whole bunch of chapters of Tehillim. What's that all about? How is that helping our Kriya Shema? Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas asorah minei negina shepohem nemar sefer Tehillim. This is tied into the 10 different types of song which comprise the book of Tehillim. Ki isa b'divrei Admor Zal b'simen reish lamed zayin, because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran, chapter 237, she'ikar ha'hischabrus al yedei negina, that the main connection between Hashem and the Jewish people, between husband and wife, is through song and music. Rav Nosson Zal points out another place in Kutei Halachos, that's why one of the important components of a wedding is the music at the wedding. Because on a spiritual level, music, negina, is what makes connection. Dveikus, hischabrus. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, when Levi was born, his mother said, Hapam yilove ishi elai. Now, my husband is going to be deeply attached and connected to me. Hanemar kishenoilad Levi. This was mentioned when Levi was born. She'oisek b'shir aladuchan. The Leviim were the ones who sang and played the musical instruments on the platform in the Beis Hamikdash. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Hainu, this means ki shir v'nigin b'chinas tehillim ayidei ze ikar ha'hischabrus shel kneses Yisrael im doido. Through song and music, which is what Tehillim is all about, Tehillim is the ultimate songs of the Jewish people, that brings about the greatest connection and attachment between the Jewish people and our beloved, and Hashem. Because the main thing that's separating us, the main thing that's separating Hashem and the Jews, is that debate that we mentioned earlier. The Jews want Hashem to make the first move. The Jews want Hashem to pull us out of here. They want Hashem to play lifeguard and jump into the water, jump into the mud, and rescue us, pull us out. Whereas Hashem wants us to make the move. Hashem wants us to swim towards the shore, and then He'll pull us out. However, when a Jew or Jewish people read Tehillim, shekoilel kol ha'asorah min negina, which encompasses all 10 levels of song, me'elo l'sato umitato l'leilo, which represent the light of Hashem going from the highest place to the lowest place, and from the lowest place back up to the highest place, bibechinas, as the Gemara points out, and the Zohar Kaddish points out, and Rabbeinu Zal points out, as we find in Tehillim, sometimes it says Mizmor LeDavid, and sometimes it says LeDavid Mizmor. Sometimes it says a song to King David, and sometimes it says King David to the song. V'Omra Zal, and the Gemara explains this by saying, Shelefa'omim Oimer Shira, there were times when Dovid HaMelech made the first move, when he would start singing, and then the Holy Spirit came upon him, and sometimes it worked in the opposite way. Dovid HaMelech felt an inspiration, a beam of light from Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh, v'achakach oimer shira, and then he started singing. Hainu kanal. This is exactly what we were speaking about earlier. Shemizmoire Tehillim kolul mishnei habechinois. The chapters of Tehillim contain in them such an incredible holiness that they include both. Meisarusa del sato koidim umisarusa delayla koidim. Tehillim has both functions. It has function A, function B. It has one function where some of the chapters of Tehillim are us reaching out to Hashem, and some of those other chapters of Tehillim are Hashem reaching down to us. Al kein, therefore, al yedei Tehillim, ikar ha-hischabrus va-hiskarvus shel Yisrael la-avim shabashmayim. This is why Tehillim is one of the most important connections and things that connect the Jewish people and Hashem. Me'achar shayidei zeh nichlol in yachad shnei ha-hisoros. Because of the fact that Tehillim has in it both. It has chocolate and vanilla. It has the hisoros al-satin and hisoros al-daila. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki Tehillim ma'orer lev Yisroel ha-hishtoikek la-shem yisporach. If a person reads Tehillim seriously, then Tehillim will turn on his heart or her heart. It'll wake up the person's heart to feel a desire for Hashem, a longing for Hashem. V'zeh nechshav lehisoyrus shelonu. And that's considered a move on our part. That's considered initiative on our part when the person is yearning, wanting Hashem. Afal pi, Shebe'emes hakol me'ito yisporah. Even though in actuality it's all from Hashem, it's all really from Hashem. Meaning, v'zeh b'chinas kanal, as we explained earlier, v'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk means when it says, tochin libam, you Hashem prepare their hearts, takshiv oznecha, and then you listen with your ears. Hashem is the one who tweaks our hearts. And then Hashem turns his ear to hear the sound. Shashem Yisborach Biatzmoy Mechin Levaveinu Lispalaleilov. Hashem himself is the one who turns on our hearts to daven to him. V'yacharkach Hu Makshiv Oznov Lishmoya Dibureinu. And then Hashem listens carefully. Ki'ilu Heim Yoytzim Meitonu Biatzmeinu. As if it was us speaking to him. As if we were the ones who were coming to him. In other words, Hashem himself is the one who's giving us the words and giving us the inspiration, and then he makes believe, like he's lahavdil, like you have a child, a small kid who can't talk yet, and the parent says, "Say that, daddy," and the kid says, "Ba da," and the parent listens carefully to, "Oh, look, he said it. He said, you nuts." He didn't say nothing. He just repeated. He mimicked what you didn't say anything. Were you crazy? No. Look, he's talking already. Kaviyochel, that's how Hashem is makariv us. Rak she'onu mechuyovim al kol ponim lehisoyru loseh biatzmoy or batzmeinu. However, there is something that's required from us. We are required to turn on a little and to yearn lehishtoikek ulespalel Hashem Yisborach al zeh, to yearn and to plead with Hashem for this. What are we pleading for? Sheyochin levaveinu elov, that Hashem should turn on our hearts. He should open up our hearts. Shezeh biatzmoy bechinas hatfila. This is what's meant by those words. Tochin libam, you Hashem prepare their hearts. Takshiv oznecha, and then you listen carefully to hear their words as if it's coming from them. V'chein mispalel David b'sefer Tehillim harbi al zeh. And if you look throughout Tehillim, you'll find David HaMelech presents many prayers for this thing specifically. K'mo shekosuv, as it says in chapter 51, Hashem sefosai tiftach. Hashem, open my lips so that I'll be able to praise you. Again, he's asking Hashem to work. Ki Tehillim hu bechinas hispoidedus v'sicho beinoy levein koinoy. Because Tehillim is an incredible example of hispoidedus, of a Jew speaking to Hashem. Shetzrichin leharbois boze ma'oid, which every single Jew has to really do a lot of that. Every single Jew has to really have a lot of hispoidedus. Because through the combination of a person reciting Tehillim and having hispoidedus, which is your own words, where you're writing the script in your own language, That person will find that they'll be able to discuss everything with Hashem, and to beg Hashem himself, to plead with Hashem, to give us the ability to plead with Hashem, to ask Hashem to help us in our prayers. That we should be able to say to Hashem, Hashiveinu Elecha, Hashem, bring us close to you, be'emes, and to say it like we really, really mean it. Nimtza, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal reiterates that in reality, Shehakol Me'ito Yisborach, it's all coming from Hashem, from beginning to end. And yet, Hashem still credits us a little bit. He still credits our account. Because of the fact that we're at least taking the initiative to say, Hashem, show me how to pray. Show me how to talk to you. Show me how to ask you for what I need. That alone is considered as if we asked and as if we did and we get it. And again, lahavdil, the human example. Sometimes a parent tells a child, you have a child who's especially difficult, and the parent wants to teach this child manners, that you're not going to get anything unless you say please. And the child says, give me ice cream. And the parent smiles and says, you didn't say please. And the child says, give me ice cream or else. And the parent says, you still didn't say please. And the child says, give me ice cream or else I'm going to break your head, please. And the parent says, look, he said please. You see that? He's turning into a sweet little kid. Here you go. You get two ice creams for that. Even though anybody looking at this understands, giving examples where sometimes, on another level, a person says, say please, mazaboo. You see, he's showing some hachnoa. He's showing some willingness, you know. Well, he didn't say no, but that ain't no please. No. That's how he says please. He isn't a regular. He can't say please. You know, for him to say please, the world has to turn over. But at least if he says, we know that he's showing some degree of respect. Paragraph Yud Beis. One second now. The most important line here. We left out the last line of paragraph Yud Aleph. Ki bevadai. Beli shum his oirus klal, ef shel hiskarev. Because Rav Nosson Zal says one thing is definitely for sure, that if the person does not show any initiative at all, it is impossible to come close to Hashem without you doing something. And again, he wanted to show us here that one of the great somethings is when a Jew says Tehillim, because in Tehillim we're reaching out to Hashem. Paragraph Yud Beis, v'ze merumaz shom bepsukim, and this is what's hinted to over there in Likutei Moran, in chapter 237, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the psukim in Shmuel Beis, chapter 23, Shehevi Misham Admor Zal b'Likutei Moran Tanina Simenayin Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal switching to a different chapter in Likutei Moran. He's switching to the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 73, which is another place where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the importance of reading Tehillim. And over there, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk from Shmuel Anavi, Shmuel Beis, chapter 23, regarding how important reciting Tehillim is. Shehem, the pasuk is there, Une'um hagever chukam ol, that these are the words of the one who established all. And the Gemara says in Moed Katan, page 16, Shehukam Oilo Shel Tshuva. These words of Tehillim are the words of the one who established the Oila, the Korban Oila of repentance. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, and the Pasuk continues there, how did he do this? Al Yidei Shehu Moshiach Elokei Yaakov. He is the anointed one, the Hashem of the Jewish people, the anointed by Hashem of the Jewish people, Une'im Zemirois Yisrael, and the sweet singer of the Jewish people, Shehu Sefer Tehillim, That pasuk is referring to the book of Tehillim, Sheyosad, which David HaMelech established, Shenimshach Mebechinas Moshiach. And the book of Tehillim comes from the level that's called Moshiach, Shemasik Shar HaChamishim, Moshiach, who's going to achieve the 50th level. We're told, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved 49 levels. The pasuk says, "Vatechasrehu ma'at me'elikim." He was missing a drop. The Gemara says he got 49 levels. Moshiach is going to hit the 50th level. Shekoilel shnei ha'hisoirus yachad. That 50th level is the one which combines isarusa de lesato and isarusa de leilo. Shaydeze ikar ha'hiskarvus shel Yisroel lavim shvashamayim mikol mokoim shehem. And it's that light at a 50th level, that's what has the ability to bring about a closeness from the Jewish people to Hashem, no matter where we are, no matter how far away we are. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says over there, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, to me has spoken the Hashem of the Jewish people, Moshel Ba'odam, the ruler of mankind. That's statement number one. Statement number two is, Tzadik Moshel Yiras Elokim. The Tzadik rules over the awe of Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, look what this pasuk is saying. This pasuk is delivering two messages. Moshel Ba'odam, ruler of mankind, Zebechinas Isarusa Deleila. That's referring to Hashem. That's referring to the initiative coming from above. Bechinas vehu yimshel bach. He will rule over you. Referring to the upper one ruling over the lower one. Ukamay shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi points out on that pasuk. Then the next words, tzadik moishel, the tzadik rules, ze isarusa de lesato. That refers to the initiative from below. Hainu, klolios shnei ha'hisoros yachad. This pasuk is showing us again the combination of both types of hisoros, from above and below. V'ze zoichin, and how is a Jew zoiche to have the positive effects of both of these, the isarusa de leila and the sato? We zoiche to this through yiras elokim, through fear of Hashem, respect for Hashem, hainu bechinas tehillim, which is what the book of Tehillim is all about. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 31, Yiras Hashem, hi tishalol. Fear of Hashem, or respect for Hashem, that is praiseworthy. The word tishalol is like the word tehillah of Tehillim, which means Tehillim. In the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain that this explains why the book of Tehillim is used as the introduction to the Kriya Shema. This is why we have from Hoidu in the morning, or from Mizmor Lesoida, one chapter after another of Tehillim, that lay the groundwork for the Kriya Shema. And then he's going to go on to explain one of the mysteries in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a Jew who recites Ashrei every day is guaranteed Olam Haba. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, use this to really, really show us how special Tehillim is. Baruch Hashem. Got it?